The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to talk program in the Northern Plains. We thank you, our listeners, on this Are You Kidding Me Friday. And I started the program earlier by saying, are you kidding me? Who gets to go to school with a view like this? We're up on the fourth floor of the National Energy Center of Excellence at Bismarck State College with this most amazing view. It really is extraordinary. Our host, Bismarck State College, and Kerry Knutson, the Vice President of the National Energy Center of Excellence, joining us in a moment to talk a little bit about all the great things that are happening on campus here at BSC. We also have some more of your comments on the Are You Kidding Me Friday topics, and there are plenty of those. We haven't got to, speaking of institutes of higher learning, the University of Minnesota president saying he does not want the Washington Redskins to play the Minnesota Vikings at the TCF Field. Doesn't want them on campus. That's an Are You Kidding Me, if you ask me. But anyway, a little less hospitable host to the Minnesota Vikings than the folks at BSC have been hospitable to us here today. Anyway, that and a few others that we'll tackle, and anything on your mind. We're looking for a caller of the day to win. Best call of the day. Choice of Medora musical passes. 50th anniversary. You have four of them, a family fun pack, or your choice. You can go WeFest, a four-pack for all 3 days, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday out at WeFest in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Whatever you choose. To join Mr. Tom Mitchell or myself, Scott Hennon, here on 550 K-Fire and 910 KCJB in the Flag family, Fargo-Moorhead, Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, AM 1100 The Flag, or Rockin' the Bakken on KTGO 1090 and KLTC in Dickinson. You simply call us at 800-228-0550. Kerry Knutson is the Vice President of the National Energy Center of Excellence. Thanks for having us today, Kerry. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks, Scott, for the invitation.
Great day for BSC with all the festivities surrounding a rather significant event in the Quadrennial Energy Review. I imagine you're happy about that.
Huh? Yeah, it's an amazing day to think we'll have two secretaries here at the same time, plus many other dignitaries and the North Dakota delegation, the governor, and a lot of great folks from energy. So we're excited. It's pretty cool to be in this situation where we have the opportunity to host this event.
I understand you're already touring folks around from the Department of Energy that wanted to know more about what happens at BSC every day, huh?
Yes, I just toured around Paula Gant, and she's over the oil and gas area in the Department of Energy, and I'm very interested in what we're doing, and we're very fortunate that we've had a lot of DOE funding over the years to help fund this facility that we're in and also to fund equipment. And we're talking about, you know, major state-of-the-art equipment that you can't just buy off the shelf, that it's a custom designed with our faculty input and working with vendors to be able to create a really unique situation for the students where they're learning in as much of a hands-on environment as possible.
I also like when the folks at the top have been in the industry as well. So you're here obviously to educate students right in tomorrow's workforce, but you also come with industry expertise. I know you've been here a long time, but tell us a little bit about your role now and your role previously in the industry.
Well, my role now is the Vice President of the National Energy Center of Excellence at BSC. I oversee all the energy programs here. Prior to BSC, I spent most of my career in the energy industry, mainly with Conoco, and then it later became ConocoPhillips, working in the U.S. and overseas, and just decided it was time to move back closer to home. Came back and worked for MDU Resources in their independent power group for a number of years, and then took the opportunity to come into higher ed, training for the energy industry. So very specific focus on making sure that we have a great workforce for North Dakota and beyond. We train students all over the country through BSC's energy programs.
I can't talk to an employer, I don't care if they run a Taco John's or the head of Halliburton, that doesn't say, human resources, people are their number one need right now. What is BSC doing to meet that need?
Well, fortunately, we've had energy programs in place since the 1970, and we've added many programs throughout the years, and it's been based on needs from industry. We have advisory committees where they give us input on curriculum and they give us input on what's needed for the future. And the college has always responded to those needs. So we've been in a really good position to be able to respond directly to what's needed in North Dakota from the utility sector. And then, of course, with the booming oil and gas development, we've We've had programs in existence for many years, and we've added some new ones to respond to it.
What kind of programs are the most popular right now?
Well, they're all popular.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. That's the wrong question to ask the person that's crafted all the programs, but what are you most excited about right now? What's getting the most attention?
Well, certainly the oil and gas development has had very rapid growth. In particular, several new gas processing facilities have been built, and I know One Oak just announced another new one last week, another 200 million a day, cubic feet a day processing plant. So the processing piece has definitely grown in the last few years, and we have a program. It's called Process Plant Technology, and that prepares students to work as an operator in a refinery or a gas plant, petrochemical, ethanol, food processing. So it's really a great program to prepare them to work in a number of different roles.
And just briefly, you work in partnership with a lot of folks in the industry. Give me just a quick example of some of the partnerships that are getting some attention these days.
Well, we worked very closely with Dakota Prairie Refinery. You know, that's the new refinery. It's a joint venture between one of the MDU Resources companies and Calumet. And we trained their initial hire of operators, the initial cohort. We trained them here from January until April to get them really a good kickstart into learning about refining and operations. And I was just out at the refinery this week, and they've made significant progress. They're planning to have it in operation by the end of the year. But it's exciting to think that we worked with them to train their first group of operators. They've been hiring a lot of BSc graduates. We've been really fortunate in that way.
Can I meet a few of them? The new hires?
Yeah. Sure.
I'd love to.
I think they're working.
Maybe we should go out there one day and give them a little coffee break or something.
Sure, that'd be awesome.
And hear about it, because I think it's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
I mean, just the fact the refinery is being built, it's historic in and of itself.
Exactly.
Even in the United States, let alone in North Dakota, and then the connection to the workforce needs and how you're meeting it, and I love the story. Carrie, thanks for sharing a little bit of the story of Bismarck State College's National Center of Excellence. Keep up the great work.
All right, thank you.
Carrie Knutson, our guest on What's on Your Mind, and our host here at the Quadrennial Energy Review that the Department of Energy is putting on in Bismarck today at BSC. Look forward very much to the day continuing. Let's get to the phone calls here at 800-228-0550 on an Are You Kidding Me Friday. Lonnie in Moorhead, Ole in Eastern North Dakota. Let's start with Ole in Eastern North Dakota, and then we'll go to Lonnie, 800-228-0550. Ole, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I watch these oil trains going by all the time, and I may have a dumb question, but why is there a boxcar on the front and the back every one of those oil trains? Is there a purpose for them?
So, I'm trying to get a picture of what you're saying. You're saying a boxcar and then a whole row of oil cars, and then on the boxcar, are you talking about every other oil car
boxcar? No, on the front and on the back, there's two old boxcars with side doors on them.
Okay.
And then either got engines ahead of them on the front, or they got engine in back, it's ahead of the engine in back. But it's on two boxcars that I don't know of any purpose for them, but they're always on there. And I had a feeling that I'm missing something.
Well, I'm not the guy to ask, but I tell you what, the BNSF has been great about coming on the program. We just had their executive chairman on talking about the egg shipment delays.
Sure somebody knows, right?
Yeah.
You know,
great big bumpers.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. Is it a safety thing?
Well, that was one thing I thought of.
Yeah.
That was one thing I thought of. It really was.
Hey,
but this audience is so smart, somebody would know.
Well, Ole, because you said that, and because I couldn't agree anymore that this audience is so smart, we probably don't even have to wait for BNSF to get us an answer, but we'll get one if we need to. But I'm going to put you in for caller of the day, Ole, okay?
All righty.
And that'll give you a chance to go to either the Medora Musical or Wii Fest this weekend. Which one would you think you'd prefer?
Oh, go to Medora.
I'm with you, Ole. Hang on a second here. Shane will get your information. We'll get that on there. Let's go to Lonnie in Moorhead, listening on AM 1100 The Flag. Hello, Lonnie. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning, Scott.
Morning.
Hey, I just wanted to bring attention to Dayton, Target, Liberal, it all fits. And it's amazing. They will not allow the Salvation Army in there at Christmas, but they'll honor gay marriage. And I challenge anybody not to ever shop. I wouldn't shop at that store if they gave it away free. And I got one question for the gays is, since you can't procreate, what are you going to name your first turd? Thank you, Scotty.
Oh, yeah. Come on now. See, it was going so well until that.
Well, can I tell you what, though, Scotty? They're stepping on our toes constantly.
Well,
in our faces, our morals, our values, our kids, and it's this tiny little group out there making all the noise.
It is.
We don't have a thing to say about anything, and it's just getting sickening.
Here's the deal, Lonnie. You have the truth on your side. You have a very, very well-defined, you know, 1,000-plus years of history on what defines marriage. So truth is on your side, and I don't think you have to resort to, you know, sort of getting in the mud. You know what I mean?
I apologize for that. I apologize, Scott. I'm a little upset this morning, that's all.
I hear you. I get upset, too, and that's why I say I don't know why Target feels the need to publicly endorse anything other than wanting to sell more, you know, Windex and paper towels and dog food, right? I mean, I believe it's because of the bullies that make up that group of folks. I shouldn't say that group of folks. The bullies that speak for a small minority of folks who choose to engage in a same-sex relationship. It's an industry. Anyway, appreciate the call. John in the Killdeer Mountains, when we come back, has an answer on Ole's question. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Fenix and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle, Fenix on the truck bypass, Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
My childhood experience was me just riding around our farm. I think bicycling is a great tool to bring families together. The best part about riding as a family is sometimes not the bike ride itself. It's about the stops along the way. I love being able to see these other families that come in that want to have the same experiences that I've had. I'm Aaron Romaine, and I'm one of the bike experts at Shields.
Shields, when it comes to gear and expert advice, we're right there with you in Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, Fargo, and Moorhead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy. Good schools. Safe communities. And keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more. We're live at Bismarck State College, the National Center of Energy, actually National Energy Center of Excellence, where the Department of Energy is hosting a quadrennial energy review today. Some great expertise in the room. schooling up the Secretary of Energy and Secretary of Transportation, and one of those folks will be the top man in North Dakota for Enbridge Pipeline. We'll talk with him in just a moment. But first, John and Kildare wanted to answer Ole's question about why there's boxcars ahead of oil cars on trains. John, you got this one for us?
I think so. I heard a few years ago it's like a buffer zone in case they ran into something. The oil car don't just hit the locomotives and, in other words, crashes in the box first.
All right.
And with Target, shop somewhere else. Who cares what they do, you know?
And yeah. That's one way to solve it. What else were you going to say, John? Sorry?
Well, I was going to say, and when they haul frac sand into the state, it's in grain cars. Do they rent some out and haul grain out? I don't know, but other than that, I'm a first-time caller and been here about 5 years and love North Dakota. It's a great place to be.
Well, thanks for listening. You're in a beautiful place there in the Kildare Mountains. Would you hang on, John, since you're a first-time caller? I'm going to put you in for caller of the day and your choice of WeFest or Medora musical tickets, okay?
Great, wonderful.
Hang on. Shane will get your information. One more call before we go to our guest, Tim and Cullum. You're up on What's on Your Mind, listening on 550K Fire. Tim, tell us.
Good morning. Several of us yesterday had a discussion regarding the state's 125th birthday and this kickoff next Saturday in Bismarck. Well, one of the individuals is a school teacher, and she said that there hasn't been much or anything from the state DPI on course curriculum regarding the birthday. And my question is it the State Department of Instruction's responsibility to put out suggested material to secondary and elementary school teachers, or is it the teacher's responsibility to figure out, you know, here's what we can do to talk about the state's 125th?
Well, good question. We'll let the audience answer that one today. But I hope everybody celebrates 125th. I hope they're there next Saturday on the grounds of the state capitol. That's actually a week from Saturday, which looks like a blast. But, you know, I think sometimes we take Memorial Day off and we take Veterans Day off just because it's a holiday and it's become a weekend about roasting weenies. I'd much rather kids are in school hearing from veterans. Hearing about family members who lost loved ones serving this country. So there's a part of me certainly agrees with you, but I'm going to let the audience answer that. Tim sends a note on our Facebook page and says, you know, Scott, you're starting to sound like the chief apologist for the big companies profiting in North Dakota. I'm all for the boom, but clearly a lot of people are frustrated and not experiencing the benefits the same way the companies are. MDU has stopped servicing residential customers on repairs. BNSF treated the farmer's daughter call like it was no big thing. Oil traffic is seriously impacting people where they live. Why should the average folks not know what's going on? They only live with it every day. Scott, you are our voice to these people. Step it up on holding them accountable, says a listener in eastern Montana who's a little frustrated. All right, well, I'll let the audience decide whether the criticism is warranted or not. I think there's a whole lot of little people, if you will, that are benefiting right along with the big companies. And I think Matt Rose, when we chatted with him, maybe was making the case for BNSF in a futuristic way rather than looking back and saying, hey, but I really believe that since 2009, 2010, we've gotten this pretty close to correct. I didn't think it was necessarily blowing her off. But anyway, we welcome all opinions here on the program. Let me welcome our next guest to talk a little bit about something that could ease the rail traffic congestion in a big way. It's a big part of the puzzle right now. And that is Bob Steed, the director of Enbridge, North Dakota. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing real well. How about yourself?
Good to see you.
Thank you.
And congratulations on the folks from the Department of Energy, including you and others today in testifying before a rather significant event for the Department of Energy. This is a big deal today, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Very fortunate to be a part of this.
What are you going to say?
Really what we're going to talk about is what Enbridge has done over the last decade or so to increase the export capacity of crude oil out of North Dakota, out of the Bakken, as well as some of the things that we've got planned here over the next few years, with the highlight really being our Sandpiper Pipeline project.
And tell us about that project. We've had some commentary on it before, but it's a big one, and give us an update on it.
Sure. Right now, our Sandpiper project is a 225,000 barrel a day additional export capacity out of North Dakota. That's a lot of oil to be able to go. That adds to the current slate of capacity that we have of 475,000 barrels a day. So you do all that math, and we start getting some pretty big numbers, north of 700,000 barrels a day that Enbridge is creating routes to get out of North Dakota. So we are currently going through the regulatory process. We've gotten approval from the North Dakota PSC. We've gotten approval from the FERC at the national level, and we're advancing through the states of Minnesota and Wisconsin right now through their regulatory process.
When will oil be flowing in that pipeline?
We're proposing March of 2016.
All right. Is that a fast track?
That is a very fast track. You know, putting in a project like this, this is a $2.6 billion project. Takes a lot of work, a lot of planning, a lot of effort by a lot of people. We've been working on getting this project developed for the last several years. We're anticipating starting construction here in the next month or two at some of our stations in North Dakota. That's an aggressive schedule. We've got a lot of work to do, a lot of things that we need to get buttoned up, but we're confident we're going to do it.
I forget the stat, but the amount of pipeline capacity, you know, 5 years ago versus today versus what it'll be 5 years from now is just mind-boggling growth. We did talk to Matt Rose. He talked about 144% growth in North Dakota since 2009 in their rail traffic. Are you seeing similar numbers in the pipelines?
Well, if we go back in time, you go back about a decade, the Enbridge system was capable of doing about 80,000 barrels a day. Now we're at 475,000 barrels a day, and then we're adding Sandpiper to it to get north of 700,000 barrels a day. So that's a growth profile that's almost unheard of. You know, the energy infrastructure, rail and pipelines are in some ways competition, and in other ways they're complementary to each other. So with the growth of the Bakken, rail has increased drastically, pipeline has increased drastically. There's little periods of time where they will kind of go opposite of each other, but right now both are on a big growth profile.
Pretty extraordinary. How are landowner conversations going? I know obviously there's a fair amount of consternation among landowners that, oh my gosh, all this growth in pipeline, there's going to be knocks on every door, they're going to need easements. I mean, on the other hand, I hear people say, hey, it's generally a win-win. What's your take of how things are going?
Overall, we found our landowners to be quite good to deal with. You know, when you think about our business as a pipeline company, most of our assets are on other people's lands. We have an easement. So we view that we're guests on their land. We take their landowner rights very seriously, and we approach that in how we conduct our business and how we do our growth projects. So I think that landowners appreciate that approach to how we do our business, and that's caused a mutually benefit relationship.
Last quick question. I saw some stats that talked about rail by oil dropping from 70-some percent to 50-some percent in the most recent studies. I think it was May. You're going to have to answer this on the other side of the break because we're up against a break. But I want to know if you're seeing the, you know, if that's, you know, less oil coming out of the ground, or if the switch is being flipped to the pipeline side, and if you've picked up whatever they've lost. Curious about that. We'll continue this conversation and more of your calls too coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
One of these prizes we'll have to do name that tune Friday. How about that, Todd? Make that the prize rather than caller of the day. And
there you go.
Fly Robin Fly by who again? You remember, I wouldn't.
Oh, come on now!
I know,
we've
I should.
Been down this road.
I know,
yeah. You're terrible at this. The radio people are supposed to know all these things because we've played these songs.
I know.
I win. Convention, ring a bell?
I win every contest with the family on Name That Tune. You know, it's not fair because you played all those records, Dad.
Wait a minute, you got a whole radio family, though, so I guess it's probably a little trickier playing at your place.
Yeah, not many DJs, though. You know what I'm saying? And, okay. So Alex, he's the engineering type, right?
Right.
And so they've all been around it, but, you know.
You've been making them listen to those records you had in the trunk of your car the other day?
No, they're stacked up in the garage, actually gathering dust. But we're gonna have to dust those off one of these days and make those the bumpers. Anyway, back to the calls on an Are You Kidding Me Friday here coming up in just a little bit. And the telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I want to finish our conversation with Bob Steed, director of Enbridge North Dakota, on their operations in the state. He's on the panel at the Quadrennial Energy Review that Bismarck State College is hosting, where we're broadcasting live today. So, Bob, I saw a stat that showed rail, oil by rail had dropped from like 70-some percent to 50-some percent in the last reporting period, which I believe was May. Are you making up the difference?
Definitely the export by pipeline has increased drastically over the last several months. It's we've had production increases month over month in North Dakota from the Bakken. At Enbridge, it's also an exciting time to be part of the Bakken because over the last 6 months, we've had a series of nice increases, and we're setting new records every single month right now on the amount of throughput going through the Enbridge system. So that's exciting.
Last question for you. Last question. Keystone XL pipeline project has made pipelines almost a household word, just because of the whole political debate over that. I've heard some people say, you know what, it's been talked about too long, it's been delayed too long, it's almost irrelevant now. Whether it happens or not, there's so many other things on the drawing board, it just doesn't matter. Are you in that camp?
Well, even though it's a competing pipeline to what we do at Enbridge, we are a supporter of the Keystone Pipeline. The oil sands up in northern Alberta really relies on the energy infrastructure coming out of there, just like in the Bakken here. And the Keystone XL would be an important part for those producers up there.
Interesting. Bob, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate what Enbridge does, and appreciate you coming on and taking questions when we get them. And your staff's good about getting answers when we do get them, so thanks for that.
It's my pleasure.
All right, folks, let's get back to the phones here give you the rest of the show. Live from Bismarck State College ahead of this important event with the Quadrennial Energy Review. And let's see who's waiting to go. Ron in Bismarck wanted to talk about a comment that an earlier listener made on the program. So we'll go to Ron first up here at 800-228-0550 and then to Carl driving around North Dakota. Go ahead, Ron in Bismarck. You're up.
Yeah, I'm so frustrated. I keep hearing people talk about big company. Baloney. Big companies are built by us, built for us, because we're the stockholders. They're the ones that hire people and pay people's wages, which then pays their house payment, their car payment, their kids' college payments, their retirement payments. And we, the stockholders, derive the benefit because they make money and they do well and they do our oil. And I get frustrated with those big company comments.
I do, too. I think it's easy, you know, to kind of be a critic of big companies, but big companies hire, you know, big amounts of people, too, right, and provide for them, and, you know, I think it kind of gets it gets silly. I'm not a fan of big, right? If I had to pick between GE and a business in Newtown, I'd pick the business in Newtown, right? But on the other hand, it doesn't make them bad because they're big. Not all of them are bad, and what I'm trying to do, first of all, this program, Todd and I are here to serve an audience. It's called What's on Your Mind for a reason. We don't pick and choose who gets on the air. All right? So if you've got a beef with a big company or not, you're on the air. Right? And yeah. Quite honestly, if I was a shill for big companies, I wouldn't be on the air very long. Right? So it's just this boring radio. So
I think these people pay their employees. Their employees pay income taxes. Their employees pay Social Security taxes. That then pays for everybody else, including all these bums who talk about big companies.
Big government's a lot bigger worry than big companies right now, and because big government's getting bigger because the big companies are pouring a lot of bucks in there. Appreciate the call, Ron. Thanks a lot, Carl. It says here you're driving around North Dakota. What are you doing driving around North Dakota, Carl?
I deliver packages.
For whom?
For one of the big companies.
Can you not say, or I'm trying to give you a free plug?
I'd kind of rather not.
That's okay. I was just trying to give you a free plug, but
I know.
You're delivering. Carl, what's on your mind today?
Well, you know, everybody complaining and beefing about the Washington Redskins team, you know, and everything like that. And Daniel Snyder, I know he doesn't need to change the name. And even if he does change the name, it's going to cost him a lot of money. So what he needs to do is go to the NFL and the Native Americans and say, hey, it's going to cost me this much money to change the name of my team. You give me $200 million, we'll change the name of my team. Okay? And I got a suggestion. You can name them the Christians. And then every year on the weekend before Christmas, the Christians can play the Lions in the L.A. Coliseum.
But by the way, the first thing I thought of when you said the name of Christians, you think it's controversial to name yourself Redskins. Try naming yourself Christians and watch what happens.
I'm just saying. He can thumb his nose at them. We'll call them the Christians that wear a white uniform with a red cross on the front. Like I said, every year, that way it would help L.A. because they'll get a football game every year. And, you know, it just throws in there with everything else.
Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious.
Caller of the day right there.
Yeah. All right. You are going to be in the mix for the caller of the day, Carl. If you'll hang on, we'll put you in the mix, okay?
Okay, thanks.
And the caller of the day, by the way, wins the choice of Family 4-pack to WeFest. I'm not sure family and WeFest go together, do they? I don't know. But anyway, that goes back to yesterday's debate.
It depends on who you're hanging around with. It's a big, big thing here.
Right, yeah, what exactly WeFest is. But anyway, we have that, or we have what is truly family entertainment, and that is the 50th anniversary of the Medora musical this year. If you haven't been there yet, and I haven't, but I will be, a week from Friday, a week from Saturday? Looking forward to that. I'm there next Saturday, as a matter of fact. We're broadcasting live, so... August is just kind of flying by, and looking forward to having some of our family. Anyway, we our oldest Alex getting ready to go to college, you know, so he's off to UND.
Feel
so
old now?
He's moving in. In fact, my wife was up painting his room yesterday. The lump in my throat is getting bigger, to tell you the truth, Todd. It's you know, it's
I bet.
Because I remember him in his kindergarten, desk at St. Michael's School in Grand Forks, right? Like it was yesterday.
I bet he can't fit in that anymore.
No, he can't. He's got his own truck, and he's heading north, and he doesn't need mom and dad as much anymore. So, lump in the throat. Oh. Anyway, but I think Haley's coming along, and not sure about Hannah, so we're going to do the family thing for Medora and broadcast live from there next Saturday, and maybe even get a little round of golf in. That's what I'm most looking forward to. We have some calls that have come in off air that we want to get to as well. And by the way, the Are You Kidding Me that has me now really revved up is this Redskins thing, to go into Carl's point there. I mean, really. And I love his idea, because you think the Redskins is controversial. Let's go to Christians, the Washington Christians. They'll be in the, you know, some measure real trouble there. Anyway,
yeah, that's not going to fly.
You don't think so?
Probably not.
All right. Here's what
some
are.
I say with Redskins, you just put a potato on the helmet and be done with it.
You get a couple of the calls that are coming off here already, and I think Wendy is Wendy still holding? Wendy was going to tell us about an event in Newtown this weekend, so that we'll get. Carl didn't want the free plug for his delivery service. We'll get it for a great thing happening in Newtown tomorrow that our friends at WPX Energy are sponsoring. If she's not on the line, we'll get some of these off-air calls. But here's what folks are saying on Facebook about the University of Minnesota, saying they're working with the Minnesota Vikings to keep the Washington Redskins from being or the nickname being used when the two teams play on campus in November. You would think the president of the University of Minnesota would have bigger things to worry about than the political correctness pettiness of that, wouldn't you?
Oh, are you kidding? They're going to make themselves the poster child of the ones defending or attacking, rather.
Ryan says, I think the U of M should stop using the gopher mascot. I don't like gophers. Rotten little vermin that dig holes everywhere. Change it to the U of M kittens or puppies. Everyone loves kittens and puppies.
Yeah, but you don't want people tackling kittens and puppies. We can't use that.
And by the way, he put SMH after that. I don't know. Earlier was
shake my head.
Oh, shake my head. Okay. How do you know? What is LMAO? Or don't can't we say? Yeah, I think
my alphabet off.
That's what it is. Yeah, I knew that too. Anyway, 800-228-0550. Lance in Trail County, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Lance.
Yes, good morning, guys. I left you a message yesterday on the machine involving these rumble strips that the DOT has ground into the center of the highway, and just how blatantly stupid it is. A highway is divided down the middle with a crack already because, you know, you do one half the highway and then you do the other half. And then they go and put 1,000 or so little divots in the highway that attract even more water. It'd be one thing if you were down south and it never froze, but just think, you should see how fast some of these roads are busting up because of that stupidity.
Well, I don't know about that, and maybe that's a question we could ask the DOT to come on and answer. I have to tell you, this will come as a surprise to Todd and others in the audience, but there's an occasion when I'll glance down at my phone, and I'm driving like on 52, Jamestown.
Don't glance down at your phone. You're not supposed to be doing that.
I get that, but...
Yeah,
but
you're not supposed to glance at your phone.
I've done it, and I veered to the middle, and I hear bup, 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 and I go, whoa, get rid of the phone.
Okay,
throw it away, Scott.
You won't veer.
I get it, but tell me if you do that. Do you throw the phone?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
That's where I think the rumble strip may, you know, maybe it saves a life or two. That's all I'm saying. So, but Lance, it's a good question. We'll throw it out and see if others agree with you. Appreciate it. I didn't. And remind me, Chris, we need to get the DOT on anyway, because I've got a couple of questions about some nightmares at Newtown and also up by Williston when you head to 85 up there that I've wanted to ask them about for a while. Let's ask them about the strips, too. I wouldn't mind knowing that. Okay, Wendy in Newtown wants to tell us about an event that's happening this weekend. Wendy, turn your radio down so we can hear you loud and clear, and tell us what's happening in Newtown this weekend that our friends at WPX Energy are sponsoring.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that. We're doing a White Horse Woman Outreach and Convoy of Hope, who's an international faith-based organization. We're doing social, educational, medical screenings at the Northern Lights Community Building. It's an on-site location. We're doing medical screenings, entertainment for the parent family, which includes a kid carnival, pony rides, face painting, haircuts, family portraits, opportunity for prayer, as well as groceries. WPS, along with many other numerous Tribal Business Council, City Council of Newtown, family, individual families, has sponsored this event to provide hope for those that are coming in to the Bakken.
Well, this organization's extraordinary, the Convoy of Hope, first and foremost. And then what you're doing to have it family-friendly, to have a health part of that. I mean, the haircuts for the kids and photos and games and also, you know, some important health screenings. Really glad you're doing it. Just stay tuned because I want to know when to win and tell us again where it's at when we come back on What's on Your Mind and more of your calls, too. Stay tuned.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The checkoff is putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their applications. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Ebert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest. Test banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program in the Northern Plains and brought to you in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. Your Apache sprayer dealers, simple, rugged, reliable. It's hard to even do a commercial about High Plains Apache because, you know, it's simple. They sell rugged, reliable machinery, and you don't have to worry about those complex, clunky, costly sprayers and all the breakdowns. I mean, these things are rugged, but they're dependable. They've got that patented technology, the world-leading innovations for the modern-day grower. And you just, it's one of those rare constants in life today. You can always depend on Apache. And the good folks at High Plains Apache need parts for it. They got the new ET Ag Center, 50,000 parts on hand, or they'll have it at your door in a day or two. HighPlainsApache.com, or better yet, stop and see him. Tell Sean over in the service department that he's the Maytag repairman. He likes that because there's nothing to work on. These things never break down. He's in Mandan. They're also in Fargo. And tell him Scott sent you. HighPlainsApache.com. Okay, let's get back to these calls. We want to get to everybody to round out the program. Last segment here, what's on your mind and are you kidding me, Friday? So, Wendy, I want everybody within the sound of my voice to come to Newtown this weekend for this great event, but most especially families that need it, kids that need it. Tell me again where it's happening and when tomorrow in Newtown.
Well, Scott, thank you. We believe when families thrive, communities thrive. So we're inviting everybody and anybody that's in the area in Newtown, North Dakota, at the Northern Lights Building on August 9th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're going to distribute 5,000 bags of groceries, school supplies, haircuts, family portraits, and opportunities per and a meal. So we're welcoming everybody to come to this event.
5,000 bags of energy, of groceries. I mean, it's just incredible. Yes. Haircuts. I mean, wow, that is phenomenal. I hope you have a great day, and I thank WPX Energy and the others that have sponsored this event because it's a great event. Can we give you four Medora musical passes to give away as well, Wendy? Can we do that?
Yes, that will be great. Thank you,
guys.
Right. I appreciate that. We couldn't have done it without everybody that committed to.
Well, we'll put something else in the mix there, okay, Wendy?
All right, that sounds great. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Exactly. We'll make Wendy the caller of the day along with Ole. I think Ole's got to be in the mix too, doesn't he?
Well, oh, yeah, with a name like that.
We can't pick another winner quite yet because we have a few others waiting to go, including Stan, who's on the road near Webster listening on 550 K-Fire. What's on your mind, Stan?
Well, I was listening to the guy cussing out those rumble strips down the middle of the road. I've been running through the oil fields there in South Dakota right now running, and we don't have rumble strips in the middle, but I'm guessing that they've saved more lives than what is a problem for fracking. Because it seems like drivers are getting more and more distracted all the time. You see all ages texting nowadays on the road, which makes it real dangerous. So I just wanted to point that out. And secondly, I was listening to the Redskin controversy, and you know, you really take a hard look at it. It's a badge of honor to be named with a pro team. You take the Vikings, politically correct. Are they man enough to be Vikings sometimes? the quality of play you see, maybe they should be the Norse Deep Anyways or something like that at times.
He's dogging our Vikings. Mike and Dickinson, quick, go. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Go, Mike.
Hey, I wanted to make a comment first about the Fighting Sioux. You know, I mean, I remember when this whole thing started, I called up, I'll put it nicely, the windbag from Hankinson. I called his show, and I said, hey, the Redskins, the Blackhawks should get on board and help out the Fighting Sioux. But you know what? North Dakota is good for controversy, so why don't we call them the Fighting Jews and really start a controversy?
Please. When we had the Enbridge folks on, somebody said they should be fighting pipelines to tie into the energy excellence going on up there.
One.
Yeah, that was Todd's. That was pretty good, too. by the way, Tuesday we will be in Grand Forks because the Stanley Cup is coming to Grand Forks, thanks to Matt Green, L.A. Kings, Stanley Cup recipient. So we'll be up there looking forward to that, talking with some former Sioux. Once a Sioux, always a Sioux. Sorry. Ellen and Partial, what's on your mind quickly?
Good morning. Say, I am talking about the rumble strips. I drive 74 miles to work, and I'm on the road by a little after four in the morning. And believe me, when it's foggy and the weather is horrible, the rumble strips have saved my life many times.
I think
so
I'm
in favor of rumble strips.
I'm in the same camp. We still want to get the answer on him claiming they break up the road, but I'm with you, Ellen. Thanks for that. John and Bismarck, quickly, you're up on What's On Your Mind.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. You got to take that with a grain of salt. Ex-wife for sale. And
yeah, man.
Ex-wife in the truck. Yeah, take it with a grain of salt. Let him put his sign back up. Yeah, divorces are hard. I've been divorced for a year now. Actually, we're going camping together tonight, trying to work things out. We've got two beautiful children. Nice. We get along. And,
nice.
You know, we're just going to go try to see what happens. We've been working on it. So, yeah.
How many kids do you have?
Two.
All right, so you are our caller of the day with a family four-pack to Medora, because we'll contribute to the effort, too. We'll keep you in our prayers, number one, and trying to work it out, and number two, give you one more family memory out of the deal. So if you hang on, we'll get your address, we'll mail those off, you'll get four tickets for the 50th anniversary of the Medora musical. That is the caller of the day, isn't it? Holy buckets. Ralph and Benedict, real quick, last call of the day. You're up. Ralph, take it away.
Yeah, I believe the University of North Dakota, when you spell it out, it says UND, and I think their nickname should be the Undies.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, these got to be Bison fans that are coming up with this stuff. You can't make this up. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
What did Bob Moore tell his son when he ran off to college? Bye, son.
God bless you, folks. From Bismarck State College today for the Quadrennial Energy Review. For Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hinnon. See you Monday. Bye-bye.
The Pinnacle Travel Plazas are your one-stop shop for everything you need in North Dakota. If you're headed to the Bakken, get to know the best. Pinnacle, serving excellence, right off Highway 2 in Stanley and just north of 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Whether you're in oil or in the soil, they've got what you need. And the Bakken's best business center is now located in the Tioga Pinnacle Travel Center, just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40. You can copy, email, scan, fax, or print anything from business cards to blueprints. They have a plotter printer with a big, large format for blueprints and large photos or posters, too. Binding services, office supplies, and you can ship UPS, United States Post Office, and FedEx. It's a clean jeans laundry drop site, and send money home with MoneyGram, too. It's the Bakken's best business center. At the Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Tioga, north of Highway 2 on Highway 40. Pinnacle, serving excellence. And tell them Scott sent you.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record levels. close. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.